House Judiciary together, January 21st. First meeting, it's 1:05 p.m. We'll try to start out promptly. If we have a quorum, we'll let it fall. I guess 1:05 is as prompt as we'll probably ever get, but, you know, I mean, I'll try to get going rolling right away into committees. We have with us today Representative Max Gruenberg, and we have Representative Bob Lynn, and Representative Neil Foster, and Representative Gabrielle Ledoux. Also on the committee, we have Representative Lance Pruitt, excused, and Representative Millett, excused. And what we're going to do is, now that's the committee, right? We'll make sure we identify what staffers are what. Now, Nancy's out there from the court system. She's not a staffer, but the other four are, you know, and when you see their faces out there, you'll know who they are. So, Ikey, right? Introduce yourself. So, your name, I didn't get the pronunciation. I'll try a couple times, but...
My name is Vasilios Galopsos, but I go by Ike. I'm the staff of Representative Millett's office.
Yeah, okay. Representative Millett. Miles?
I am Miles Brooks, staff to Representative Millett.
Paul?
Paul Bowles, staff to Representative Neil Foster.
Okay. Morgan? Okay. And that's Stephanie back there. Okay. And Susan.
Susan Royale.
Yeah, okay. It's Ryle. I don't know if it was Ryle or Ryle.
Ryle.
Ryle. Okay. 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 Good. So that, and oh, my staff, last but not least, the judiciary staff, hey, Ernest Brock. So, anyway. I anticipate we're going to have a good year working together. The intent today is just more, just introductory. Representative Bob Lynn is the vice chair of the committee.
And Vice,
yeah. And we'll, you know, work together as we go here and see where we're at. As far as what's coming, we're going to have some orientations. First off, the next committee meeting we'll have will be a joint meeting with the Senate on Monday the 21st, and it'll be here in this room. And I'm wrong, it's 23rd, there we go, here in this room on the 23rd, and it's going to be the Alaska court system. Nancy will be here, I'm sure, and Doug, and the Office of Public Defender and the Office of Public Advocacy overviews. And then on the 25th we'll have another joint meeting, and it'll be the Department of Public Safety overview. So, anyway, I'm going to go around and let each one of the committee members make any comments you'd like to make, introductory comments. You're sure welcome, and like I say, I look forward to a good year. I think it'll be fun working together, and it'll be great. So, Gabrielle, you want to start?
My name is Gabrielle Ledoux, and I represent the Muldoon District of Anchorage. This is my first year here representing Anchorage. It's also my first year on the Judiciary Committee. Prior to that, I represented Kodiak from the year 2005 to 2009. Then we had a four-year hiatus, and I'm back and looking forward to getting back into the swing of things.
Welcome. Representative Neil Foster, and this is my fourth year in the legislature. Going on in my fourth year, and but my first year on judiciary, so I'm excited to be here, and so thank you.
My name is Bob Lynn, representing the new District 23, previously District 31. Districts are pretty close to what it was before. I've been on the Judiciary Committee before. Happy to be back on it again. I've worked with the chair here on the State Affairs Committee for a few years now. It's always a pleasure to work with him. The Judiciary Committee is probably one of the most important committees we have in the state legislature. First of all, we have to make sure, as best we can, all of us are not attorneys, that things are constitutional. And if not, what we do to make it constitutional. So I'm really anxious to go. We have a lot of important issues coming up before the bills have been assigned. Several of them on state affairs, many of them on judiciary committee. They cover the waterfront, basically. And most of the bills we see here, we'll see again on the House floor. So it's It's a pleasure to be here, work with my colleagues, and I'm going to be with Representative Grunberg again. I miss him on state affairs, but he'll make up for it here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Max Grunberg. This is my 19th year on the committee.
19th?
Yeah. I've served on it every year I've been in the legislature. And they tell me nobody else was as much of a glutton for punishment as me, I think, off the record. It's been fun. It's a great committee. You'll have a good time. And I'm glad to have a fellow lawyer on it. And I think you'll do a great job, Neil. And of course, I know my buddies here. I am sorry, very, very, very sorry I'm not on the State Affairs Committee, because it gave us a chance to look at most of these bills twice and get the legal issues spotted in the first committee and then dealt with here. And I'll be happy to help on much that I can. Spirit or whatever you guys want. And I look forward to working with Representative Keller. I think that from my side of the aisle, so we only have 10 members in the Democratic minority, and so there's only one member of my caucus on most committees, not finance and not resources, but all the other committees, there's only one of us. And that's going to make it more difficult for us not to be obstructive at all, but to cover all the bills, because if you have four or five or two people, you can divide up the work. And so I may raise my hand more than I would otherwise, and I know the chair is very gracious to me, and I will promise not to take up too much time. But I look forward to it. And my wife said to me today, I'll see you in May. Even though we live in the same house, she expects me, I'll be snowed under. Anyway, thank you for letting us do this.
Great. I'll introduce myself in a minute, but first, this gavel has a real flat spot on here. You know, the judiciary gavel's been around for a while. I was just thinking as you were talking, and Representative Pruitt was on judiciary also. Representative Millett, I don't think, was. But yeah, so a lot of us are working together and continuing on. I think you and Lance, Representative Foster, and me started about the same time. I think we both, anyway. So anyway, that's to say I'm Representative Wes Keller, District 7, Wasilla, and this is a new committee for me as far as chairing. We served the last 2 years with, like I say, the four of you on the committee. And I appreciate your graciousness to let me do this. And for me, it's a change. I've been in the Health and Social Services since 1999, and not as a chair, but as a kind of an emphasis in my life down here in the legislature. And this is something different, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure I got a lot to learn. And I'll ask in advance for your patience. Now a test. I want to see, we introduced the staff, so Neil, you got to tell us all the names. No, I'm kidding. I won't do that. I was just kidding.
We got the Fifth Amendment. We know all about that.
So anyway, let's work together. Let's do a good job for the state. And like I said, it's a very important committee. A couple things I want to mention to the committee members. This is something that the legal services puts out every year, and it has 30 cases in there that have been decided, and laws that expired or are about to expire, and things that have a post-dated clause to put in effect or whatever. But it's just kind of a review of what they've been doing in legal services. And you all have a copy. If you don't have, my staff Ernest, look through it. I've made the mistake of waiting till about an hour and a half ago to start looking through it, and I realize there are things that in there that I want to look at more. And I just encourage you all to do that. And if there's anything you want a better review of, they're more than happy to come over and talk about any of these cases or issues. So, Representative
Mr. Chair, this is important, as I think you probably know. They either recommend review or not, and sometimes we agree, sometimes we disagree. I know they've recommended a review in one case that I'm very familiar with that I don't think we should review. It deals with the jurisdiction of the Office of Public Advocacy. I think it was a good decision. But I was going to suggest, Mr. Chair, that for you, if you have a staff member assigned to the committee, get a second copy for them, and they should review it and talk with you about it so that you get the benefit of their thinking, and then we should talk to the chair. And what we've done in the past is invited Catherine Kurtz, or Kathleen Strassman, one of the people who put that book together, I forget who it was, to come, and usually the staff has an agenda of the cases or whatever it is that anybody has wanted us to talk about, and then we hone it down to five or six, and then we see what we want to put in. And that's been very helpful. The committee's done stuff in the past.
Yeah. Thank you. Then the next thing I want to talk about is HB 60, which is currently read across, and it is in Representative Gruenberg's name, and he has asked the committee whether we want to do it as a committee bill. It's a bill that we went through the system last year. Miles, what was the number on it? Do you remember last year?
297.
So all the sponsor statement and everything in there. And I'll ask Max to tell us what the bill is more precisely. But the issue is, please look at it. It went through the process last year, and I think it's not anything with many surprises in it. But anybody, you know, if you got any questions or whatever, get to me and Max, and we'll consider that as a committee bill. Tell us about the bill a little bit, if you would.
This is a bill that I was asked to introduce last year by Stan Didas. You may know who Stan was. You know, he's an old lawyer. He was old when I started out. And he's retired now. And came to another legislator, and they said, talk to Max. It's a kind of an arcane issue. The bill adopts what's called the Uniform Transfer of Real Property. The Uniform Real Property Transfer on Death Act. And it's a bill that uniform acts are acts that are promulgated by the commissioners on uniform state laws. And in this case, it's a model law, basically. It has interstate implications. But what it does is, as I think everybody around here knows, you can get a bank account that's a TOD bank account, transfer on death. So it becomes effective, the bank account would transfer upon your death. And you don't have to go through probate or hire a lawyer or anything. You can put somebody's name on it. And if you want to before you die, then you can change it or revoke it. And this does the same thing for real property. It's very simple. And it has what you do is, it's called a TOD deed, transfer on death deed. You record it, and then it becomes effective upon your death unless you've revoked it or transferred the property away or done any one of its several things. But since it's recorded, any change you do has to be recorded too. In other words, if you just do a will that's not recorded, it's ineffective to revoke this. And that's so anybody looking at the title can have a title report and see if this is still a valid deed. It strengthens the recording system in that effect. And about 20 states have this now. About 13 states had this kind of legislation before the Uniform Act was promulgated 5 or 6 years ago. And about 7 states have done it. And at least Nebraska is looking at it now, and it's becoming something that is very beneficial. The probate section looked at it. Most of the people on that section really like it. There are a couple of people who think that this will cause problems and lawyers should be involved in all of this. One of the purposes of this, frankly, is to make it easier so people don't have to pay lawyers. I'm arguing against myself. I should have tried to kill a bill, but I did. the real estate section has looked at it too, and we've taken several of their suggestions. But I've been working with Terry Thurman and the Uniform Commissioners on this, and we introduced it. I introduced it last year and asked all the members of the Judiciary Committee if they wanted to co-sponsor it, and everybody liked it. So, well, we made it a committee bill. And what I'd like to do, with the permission of the committee, is to just take my name off the bill and turn it over to the committee, which you can do by a simple motion on the floor. I've done put in a bunch of bills just to get the things rolling, to get low numbers, because that helps in getting them scheduled. But I'm basically going to turn my stuff over to committees if they want to do them. I don't have any pride in authorship, and I'm happy to help with it. And I think it's a very good and helpful thing, and will help a lot of the baby boomers and all sorts of people around this state.
Thank you.
I see something in the sponsor statement. It allows a stepped-up basis. I mean, I kind of like that.
Yeah, because if you get it on death, then you get a stepped-up basis. That's what it means. It's effective upon death, so you do get a stepped-up basis.
You do normally get a stepped-up basis? Okay.
Yeah. A gift, you don't, if it's an inter vivos gift. But if it's an inheritance, you do.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
So,
very important. Would you folks understand what we're talking about here? Let me explain.
Representative Grunberg, this is going to seem trite a little bit, but we need to go through the chair as a habit, you know, just as a habit. I want to take a few minutes here. It certainly isn't my ego. That isn't what's going on here. This gavel is a, to me, it's a symbol of the freedom of speech. And the idea is that my job is to serve you by giving each of you an opportunity to speak equally. And obviously, Representative Grunberg, I really both respect the fact that I worked with you for a long time. I know you agree with me, you know. But it's just so much easier if we follow the protocol, go through the chair, and, you know, just that way it slows everything down but gives everybody a fair chance. You'll still find out that Representative Grunberg will have more say than the rest of us. 19 years of experience is not wasted on us. And I think, by the way, that it's very gracious of you to let us consider sponsoring it as a committee bill. It also, of course, will give the bill a lot stronger position. If it goes forward with all of our endorsements, you know, it's going to have wheels on it. So therefore, as a committee, please look at it closely and make sure there's nothing in there that you don't want to do that with. That's why we're doing this. So, you know, forgive me for that little speech. No need to apologize. It's just, you
know. May I respond?
Sure.
For tax purposes, if you acquire something by gift or otherwise, or a bequest, or if you buy something and the item appreciates in value, you pay capital gains taxes. If you own it for more, you pay capital gains, different rates depending upon how long you own it, which means you take the gain on it and you pay tax on that, a certain percentage. The gain is figured by the selling price minus the price at acquisition. And if you buy something, it's what you paid for it. If you inherit it, your basis is the value at death. If you get a gift, the value is the value it was acquired at. Let's say you have a Black Acre, a piece of property, and it was acquired for $1,000, and it's now worth $10,000, and a relative gives you Black Acre, then you would pay capital gain on $9,000, because even though it was bought way back in the Depression, since it was a gift, the cost was the cost they paid for it. If you inherit it, and you inherited it 3 years ago and it was worth $7,000, the gain is only $2,000, because you pay it's a stepped up basis, the value being the basis at death. And the government never gets any tax on the original $7,000, $6,000. So it's very, very, very helpful in most cases.
Thank you. That was really helped me. Representative Muldoon.
Can I ask, Mr. Chair, I'd like to direct this question through the chair to Mr. Representative Grunberg. So, under this bill, would you be able to stick somebody else onto the title, and then they get stepped up basis, and then that person then transfers it back to the original person, and so there never ends up as any capital gains? No.
May I respond, please?
You may, but the purpose is not to discuss this bill today, so unless we respond, but that's it, and then if you would look at it. Go ahead.
You don't get the property until I die, so you can't transfer it back to me.
All right. Through the chair. Thank you.
I love it.
That's good. Good question.
Yeah, it is. And good response. I got a little bit of education here. As I expected, this is only about a half hour meeting, but before we go, does anyone have any questions or comments regarding the committee that you want to put on the record? I don't mind. Representative Grunberg.
Mr. Chair, as we discussed a few minutes ago, there are going to be several probate bills making their way through. There's another bill that Senator McGuire introduced in the Senate. It was introduced last year also and made it past this committee either to finance or rules, and it didn't get passed. It is something that the probate section is really interested in, and I know they're going to come to this committee, I'm pretty sure, to see if the committee would put it in, and I hope that we'll look at that. And a third bill that I'm looking at, just to sort of round this thing out. In Alaska, you can't have joint tenancy with the right of survivorship in real property. That's prohibited by statute. And it's kind of a legal reliquary based upon what are they called, the unities, which I don't need to go into, something from the Middle Ages, I think. And I'm going to be looking at something very simple. It'll repeal a statute so that you can have, again, joint tenancy with the right of survivorship, which means you take a present ownership in the property rather than TODD, which you don't take an ownership until there's death. But they're very similar, and the purpose is to allow people to have many more options on how they give property and deeds and stuff like this. It's going to help a lot of people with estate planning, and I'm just mentioning that.
Oh, thank you.
Because it will do a real service to this state.
Okay. Anything else? Staff? Nancy?
No, thank you.
Stephanie? Okay. With that, we will adjourn. 1:30.